will,
go ahead.
Call order this regular scheduled meeting of Otter Town Charter Township Board of Trustees, and she'll join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First, call roll, please.
Moss.
Here.
Adams is here. Thalen.
Here.
DeLong.
Here.
Huffnagle.
Here.
Overton.
Here.
Weitzel.
Here.
All here.
Thank you. At this point, we'll make a public comment, and keep in mind the opportunity is there to participate in the discussion on any agenda items, but if there's anything that's not on the agenda, you'd like to make a public comment, please do. If there's a county commissioner here who would like to speak, or a fire chief.
Good evening. For March 2015, our numbers kind of are as follows here. Eagle had 18 EMS runs, Watertown had 14 for a total of 32 runs up in our area here. Looking Glass came into Delta, went into Delta 12 times, and Delta came into our area here 9 times. And then we also sent one ambulance out for mutual aid. Fire runs, Eagle had 9 fire runs, and Watertown had 11 for a total of 20 for the month. Looking Glass went into Delta 16 times, and Delta came into Looking Glass 8 times. Most of those on those bottom two numbers that I just mentioned, remember, are usually they are the secondary piece in either district that we have. I also put together some year-to-date numbers that you're going to get. I'm going to give a copy of it to Jennifer, and she can make copies of it for you. But this is another thing I'm going to add to my report each month, and we're going to look at the year-to-date numbers, too, and try to keep track of those. Just to kind of keep you up to date, this goes up till the end of March, I believe is what the dates were. Eagle had 59 EMS runs, and Watertown had 50 for a total of 109. And the reason I want to bring those up is because of the way we keep track of everything between Eagle and Watertown. So those numbers are getting a little bit closer. And in fact, Eagle's a little higher than Watertown right now. So we keep track of them. We'll keep going with that. For fire runs, Eagle had 30 fire runs, and Watertown had 42, for a total of 72 runs up to the end of March. A couple things that have been going on. Our SCBA bottles that we ordered are in. I finally got stickers for them today, and they'll be put in service tomorrow. So we'll have them on the trucks tomorrow. We had a little fire over at the Granger landfill that took us probably 4 or 5 hours to, I guess, get to the bottom of the stuff to put out. It was mainly wood chips that were burning. It's, you know, part of the decomposition, but it caught on fire, and it caught the eye of somebody that was passing by, and they called us. And it was quite a while. It was a messy little job up there. We have, of course, had the house fire across the street. Talking a little bit about that, I'm not sure exactly how. I think it was a total loss. I'm not one of the investigators, so I didn't go into it. We had all of our people on duty that day, and we didn't have any ambulances out, which is a bonus. We had a gentleman from DeWitt, I believe it was DeWitt Township, came in also. He lives just down the street here, and he helped out initially. So we had two guys that were there initially, then along with the DeWitt gentleman, and they got started pretty quickly, and we're starting to fight the fire from the outside. We had word about 10 to 15 minutes into the fire that there might have been somebody inside. The fire was bad enough where they probably wouldn't have wanted to go in right away. They always shoot the water from the outside if they can. But if there's somebody inside, it always changes our tune. And so at about 10 to 15 minutes into the fire, we went to what's called the offensive mode and went into the building. And we ended up finding a dog. Actually found one dog that was deceased and one dog down the basement that was alive. If you saw any of the pictures, they did give the dog oxygen. The dog is doing good. So I'm proud of the guys. They changed the tune pretty quick, you know, once we found out that somebody's in there. Like I said before, I'm proud of them. So you guys have any questions, comments?
Anyone? Any questions? Anybody from the audience? I guess not. Thank you. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Hello.
Kevin Mitchell, County Commissioner. A couple of things here. They had the ribbon cutting on the bike trail up here in St. John's. So that's quite a stretch. A little bit of discussion going on because apparently there's some horses that go on that, and the rocks aren't exactly, the limestone isn't settled down yet and everything. So I'm still trying to work out a few bugs. But the trail is there and everything on the gap, and so we'll work out those details as we progress along. Tri-County Office of Aging, they've got a 27th annual Meals on Wheels charity golf outing. It was Tuesday, June 9th. So I've got a flyer on that if anybody needs any details or anything, you can contact me. We also have a Run for the Ages, May 9th, starts at 9 a.m. Fundraisers to go ahead and take care of the Meals on Wheels and things like that. We had a meeting today and still really struggling to go ahead and get enough people to go ahead and deliver these meals. So quite an issue. Everybody's trying to pitch in and doing a little more office and everything like that. But doing a good job. And I told everybody. So.
Finding volunteers is hard.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Yes. And I brought it up to him before about the possibility of delivering 3 days a week instead of five.
That's a decision that it gets managed. You know, I'm pretty impressed and everything like that by the leadership and everything like that on that whole program. You know, they're very open to all of the issues that are facing everybody, and they're trying to take and manage, you know, keeping the cost down while providing, you know, a quality, you know, meal and everything, and being everything. And it's just, it's kind of a difficult type of thing. But.
Well, why would it be difficult to change it to 3 days a week, like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? I talked to them about it a little bit, but they say that's because of the person in charge doesn't want to do that. But, you know, when you get to the point that, you know, gas isn't 35 cents a gallon anymore, and, you know, I can understand visiting the people, but that isn't really what it was meant for. It was meant to provide food for them. Mm-hmm. And that meal, a lot of times you go to places and it's still sitting in there from the day before. But that's it.
Well, they're doing more, you know, with frozen meals. You know, they
right.
Stuff like that. So they're trying to take and kind of tailor it to them for the individuals.
If any of the residents or any of the folks in the area here have ever given it any thought, it isn't a very time-consuming effort. It's once a month, your lunch hour, literally 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes. And if you've ever had a family member that needed a nutritious meal, and prepare it themselves, you really start to realize the value. And I would encourage people to consider it. Like you say, once a month is not a killer. So anybody who has a little bit of time on their lunch hour, or if they're retired or whatever, consider it. Thanks. Yes, Ron.
Something you mentioned in concert with both of what you said, you know, it may be the sort of thing is that going down the road that they deliver Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they give you a hot meal and a frozen meal for the next day. You know, something like that. You know, who knows? You know, there may be any combination of things that might, you know, might facilitate. Again, volunteers, gotta love them, but they're tough to find.
Just a minute. There's people in the township that get 5 frozen meals for the week. So that was at a place where that's what they do, deliver. He didn't want to be home every day waiting for his meals on wheels. So he got 5 frozen meals delivered probably on Monday. And he seems to be happy with it. But them meals, even if they're not frozen, will last in the refrigerator for a day. I mean, they're packaged good enough to...
It's a good program.
I mean, I deliver a lot of times twice a month or more. Not usually more than that, but they just don't have the people.
Well, thanks, man. If there's if there's nothing else, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? If not, just, are we... Mr. Overton.
I had a public comment.
Yes.
Two. This last Saturday, is our fourth annual data reforest the Looking Glass River watershed. That project we started 4 years ago with the Garden Club and the Friends of the Looking Glass and Conservation District. Again, this is our fourth year. We sold about 700, almost 700 trees to people in the watershed that were specifically chosen to be natives, to tolerate lowland wet conditions, and to add to the diversity of the quarter. In the afternoon, again for the fourth year, we rendezvoused here at Heritage Park with people, you know, some of our partners, and also Boy Scouts from Troop 70, which always come out every year, thank God. And we planted 120 trees and shrubs. There's like 70 shrubs and 20 to 50 trees in the two parks. And then after that, we came back to Heritage for a cookout. And again, this is our fourth year doing that. And it was a real nice day. You know, it was just a beautiful day out, and we got lots of stuff done. And it was a pretty nice way to celebrate Earth Day. Also, coming up May 23rd, we've got our sixth annual native plant sale. I passed them out to everybody up here. Anybody, this is over here right at the general store Saturday, native plant sale. We have a lot of native plants the Garden Club gets from wild type, local genotypes. There'll be wildflowers, grasses, shrubs, trees. Great prices, great plants. And if anybody's interested, I have one. I'll put back in the back. And that's all I have. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. If there's no further public comment, we'll move on to consent agenda. What are your wishes? Yes, Mr. Weitzel.
There's one item I'd like to pull from the consent agenda, and that's the letter of intent for the sale of 0.13 acres. When it comes time for that, after the agenda, I'd like that to be.
I'm sorry, just say that one more time.
I'd like to pull the letter of intent for the sale of 0.13 acres from the consent agenda.
Okay.
And when it comes time to add to the agenda, I'd like to add it to the agenda.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Chairman, I have a question on the correspondence.
Should we deal with the question right now?
No, we're on it. It's on the
It's coming up.
Board reports.
Do you have a question on board reports?
Correspondence on the consent agenda.
It is under, yeah. Okay, what was the question on correspondence?
It's the planning director. Because I've been working on options for the treatment of the invasive species tag sites found on the site and coordinated for the Green Commission Fire Department. But what is that?
It's at the Triton site. In and around their detention area, they have Phragmites. It's a tall, grassy, invasive plant. And you could spray herbicide on it, but then the herbicide gets into the county drain system, and that's not an ideal circumstance. And at the time, it was a problem. The ground was still a little bit frozen, and it was really not a good idea to go with the herbicide. So the fire department, thanks to them, coordinated with the property owners and did a controlled burn of the invasive species in an effort to get rid of it without any chemical application.
Sounds like a good idea.
Phragmites is nasty. It won't get over your yard.
Okay. Other questions? Okay, and then we pulled the one item, the letter of intent. Anything else on the consent agenda? Yes.
Motion to approve consent agenda as amended.
Support.
We've moved and supported. If there's no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next is agenda approval, and I guess at this point, Mr. Weitzel would like to add the letter of intent as number 11.
Also, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add another item.
Okay.
That's the status of policy and personnel committee meeting.
All right. I'll make that item number 12.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Support.
Moved and supported to approve the agenda as amended. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Thank you. Next is approval of minutes of March 16th.
I move we approve the minutes of March 16th as amended.
Is there support?
Support. Moved and supported to approve these minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Thank you. Next is approval of bills. There aren't any bills on the table. There may be some next month that they didn't get put on the table today. That's all right. So we have the bills in the packet. Any thoughts? Yes.
Motion to approve the bill list dated April 20th, 2015.
Support.
In the amount of $6,459.60 as presented.
Support.
Moved and supported to pay these bills. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Let me ask one question.
Yes.
Before we vote.
Sure.
Okay, I answered my own question. I'm good.
Well, very good.
Thank you for answering that question.
If there's nothing further, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Thank you. Next, we go to new business number one, which is Construction Board of Appeals reappointment. Mr. Turcotte.
I'll move that Mr. Turcotte be reappointed to the Construction Board of Appeals for a term expiring April 30, 2018.
Support. Moved and supported. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? No. That motion passes. Next is new business number two, the appointment of Planning Commission representative to ZBA. Andrea, would you like to speak to that?
Not unless anybody has any questions.
I don't believe so. Mr. Overton?
I move that the Board of Trustees concur with the recommendation of the Planning Commission and appoint Donald Hartwick to serve as the Planning Commission's representative of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a one-year term to expire March 31st, 2016.
Second.
Moved and supported. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. New business number three is ordinance 43.
Mr. Chair, would you like to take number five? Any chance our engineers are here to talk
about? Oh, certainly. I was just going to say that in my memory. New business number five is a CDBG sewer project engineering contract. Jennifer, speak to it.
John and Brian are here if you have any questions about the contract itself. One of the things that I know Mr. Weitzel, Trustee Weitzel asked for was to have an account to take that from, so I have gotten that number. This is actually the approval of the contract. What will happen is the township is paying a portion of the engineering services. The rest of the engineering services is actually coming from Trenton itself. And we were able to use all of the funds for the engineering services towards our match of the grants that's required for us to receive the $1.4 million. So it's kind of a win-win. Some's coming from Watertown, some's coming from Triton. Regardless, we had to have a match to get the grant, the community development lab grant.
Very good.
In the contract?
Yes.
How much is the contingency?
The construction contingency, or jump into
the engineering contingency.
Engineering is just the engineering.
Engineering is just the engineering. They're going to have to do it, whether they plan for it or not.
You're stuck.
That means they know they're good.
It's on the way.
Chairman, I'll move to approve the contract for services with Spicer Group dated April 15, 2015, and then an amount not to exceed $220,000 for engineering services for the Grand River Lowell Road Sewer Project. With the amount, the money coming out of the account. It's 527801.006, professional service engineers.
So that's sort of fine expenditures.
Sewer fund.
Would you could give me that number again, please, George? That'd be permanent.
Yeah. Is there support?
Support.
It's been moved. And supported.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's been moved and supported. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Oh, wait a minute. Do we need it?
No.
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion passes. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And now we go to new business number. We could go to new business number three, ordinance 43, the ordinance amending chapter 26, utilities, article 3, sewers.
Jennifer, do you have any comments on that?
No, this is the revision to the SOAR ordinance that allows for the special education limits. We've been talking about it really for the last year and a half. What that does is that allows the system as a whole to be looked at for specific pollutants, and that if we have a significant industrial user who has more of their allowable pollutants, that they can actually draw from that larger group. Or the larger number, because it's really what we need overall in the system, and so that kind of helps us economic development-wise and also helps out some of the businesses in Watertown. So this new ordinance, or the revised ordinance, will then now address that. Mm-hmm. There's some other minor cleanups in the language, too, but...
And this came from SCUMA on their recommendation, correct?
Yes, it's also been reviewed by Jack on our behalf.
Fantastic. Thank you.
There's a recommended action or motion here. Someone would like to. Mr. Weitzel?
I'm going to discuss the motion. It's not easy to read. It's a defense that you don't really need to think. It's been a lot of a highly technical subject matter.
Sure.
But it's, you're an engineer. You want mine reading it.
I don't want to read it.
It covers the basics, yeah.
You want to make a motion on it?
I can, if you want. I moved that we have ordinance number 42 considered read, ordinance amending chapter 26 dash utilities article 3, sewers, that the clerk be directed to publish a proposed ordinance in accordance with state law, and further that ordinance number 43 be placed on the agenda for the May 15th regular meeting for the final reading and vote.
Is there support?
Support.
Been moved and supported. Any engineers like to discuss this?
Okay, I do have a question.
Yes, please.
Is this something that should be reviewed by your attorney, or is it because it's gone through SCUMA and their attorney?
It's been through SCUMA's attorney, but then actually on our behalf, it's also been reviewed by Jack, which our attorney would have to call and ask.
I'd have to ask him how he reads. So, yeah. So I think it's pretty safe to say that this is vetted pretty carefully. If there's nothing further, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And that motion passes. Thank you. Next is new business number 4, the wastewater discharge ordinance agreement.
What this does, because the special allocations limit is a new process at with SCUMA, this delegates that Watertown is delegating to SCUMA on our behalf to administer the program, so it'd be the SCUMA as a whole and the instructor. So we're delegating the authority for them to enforce.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I move approval of the wastewater discharge ordinance delegation agreement presented, I'm going to add this to it.
Yep.
Presented to the township, Watertown Tire Township Board on April 20, 2015.
Very good. That's
because
a motion.
This isn't, you can't say David, because it has to be approved by
presented on this date.
So I've added that, presented to the Watertown Charter Township Board on April 20, 2016.
Got it. Thank you.
Support.
And we have support. Any discussion?
Are we the first to see this and approve it?
I believe DeWitt already did.
And you went through without any complications?
As far as I know, I didn't really track it through their system, but considering that all representatives were on that committee.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we would have heard, or you would have heard, if there were any questions about it at all. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
And this was also reviewed by Jack.
I'm sorry, you can see Mr. Owen.
If I recall, the whole purpose of these, this change in the special allocation limits was to balance out the specific amounts of specific chemicals and minerals that we, trace elements and whatnot, so that it would be easier for everybody to comply.
Yes.
Right. And so it's to our benefit, and it's to our business customers' benefit, and that should be also the same benefit to it and Bath as it is here.
Yeah, it is first come, first served. The first served, and Watertown does kind of have more of that, but...
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we haven't.
We're ready to vote. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion passes. Now we're at new business number 6, resolution 4-20-2015-1, authorizing the use of computerized tax base as tax roll.
About motion to waive the reading of resolution 4-20-2015-1. Support.
It's been moved and supported to waive the reading. I don't think there's any discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion passes. Now you have some discussion on this?
Sure. So technically, the Treasurer's Department is supposed to print a tax roll. And a tax roll is a very large document. It might be 300 to 400 pages on both sides printed. And then it sits on a shelf. And it's there just in case somebody wants to look at it. Well, with the use of computers nowadays, the state of Michigan will allow you to not print that as long as you have a computer database that they consider to be safe, secure, and readily available if anybody wants to look at it. And we have all of that. I actually had this done a few years ago. It has a condition that you need to have it renewed every 3 years, and that 3 years just came by so quickly that I missed it. So now we're starting fresh again. So, let's see,
any questions?
Mr. Overton?
Question. I'm thinking that we probably do, but I'm not aware of it, so help me out. Do we have an automatic backup system on our database so that something like the tax rolls, which we couldn't afford to ever lose, we can have it on a 32 gig film drive and have it locked in the safe, right? We could do that.
Yes,
we could. Okay. And yeah. we have a backup system that's already in place.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, is anyone ready with a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Overton.
I move to adopt the resolution authorizing the use of computerized databases as a tax roll as presented April 20th, 2015 on our board meeting.
Support. Moved and supported.
Roll call.
Any discussion? If not, let's read a roll call.
Yep. Overton?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
Smaz?
Yes.
Adams votes yes. Thalen?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Huffnagel?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Next is new business number 7, which is bylaws amendment. Steph, you want to speak to
that? You know, we reconstituted the bylaws board policy review committee in October of 2014, and the committee has completed the review of the bylaws. There's a lot of paperwork attached. There's two copies. There's a clean copy reflecting all of the changes that we recommend, and then there is a marked copy so that you can see what sort of changes were actually made to the existing bylaws.
Okay. Any
mostly these changes were to make sure that we are following current state law, because the old bylaws were fairly old. And to make sure that they were tracking the actual practice in the township.
Everyone clear? What was just described?
Chairman, I'll move the board to concur with the township board in terms of the recommendations of the ad hoc bylaw committee for it, also the review committee, and adopt the attached Watertown Township board bylaws effective April 21, 2015.
Do we have support?
Support.
Been moved and supported. Any discussion?
I might add that I think that Ed has just done a nice job of preparing this material.
Yes.
It's changed from the previous one, but it's not something just about statistical numbers and so forth.
I agree.
Well, she sent me a copy of this, and she sent me her copies in red. She said, I made the change, and I thought so much red. I thought I was out of her eye.
Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we're ready, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Policies are next.
Yes.
You'll be seeing them soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next item on the agenda is new business number 8, the acclaimed catering request to waive the rental fee. Dale, maybe you can fill everybody in on.
We had a request by a township resident who is putting out a fundraiser for the family across the street who lost their home in a fire. They lost most of their possessions and certainly lost their home. They were renters in the property, and to my understanding, did not have insurance, so it was pretty much a total loss for them. And we have some other township residents who have indicated that they're going to put on a pig roast on April 25th and have booked the gym for that purpose. And they are asking that we waive the fee for that event, which would be
$225. That's the rental fee?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we waive the rental fee for the claim catering request to hold a fundraiser for the family.
Then add a family.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to find out what.
Then add a family.
The second paragraph is their name, if that's what you look for.
Family that lost their home and belongings due to a fire.
Right. Is there support?
Support.
Moved and supported. Is there discussion?
Question. Are we waiving the rental fee and security deposit or just the rental fee?
What was your intent on the motion? Just the fee.
The fee.
So we'll charge a deposit and return the deposit upon the proper.
That's what they're asking for, the request to waive the rental fee. That's the motion I made.
Mm-hmm. They're actually requesting that the rental fee and the security deposit.
Yeah, they actually asked for both, but
it's in that last long paragraph there.
Okay. You want me to add that as an amendment?
If that is your intent,
yes.
And who supported?
I supported it.
Okay.
Now, do you support that? Yes.
That's fine. Yes, under discussion, go ahead.
I would have liked to have seen that they still pay the security deposit, and it is an item that is refundable. Fully support waiving the fee, but I really would like to see us still collect the security deposit on this.
Well, how much is the security deposit in the sales, roughly?
I do not know. I don't handle that. I think 150 sounds right. I think that's correct, George.
And, you know, it's a professional catering company. I can't imagine that anything would happen that they wouldn't get it back. But I do like just having a security deposit on file just in case.
There are two items at least that I can see. First off, in the bill list that shows security deposit refunds of $150.
So that's probably the number. Mm-hmm.
But like you say, fully support waiving the fee. Fully support that. And kudos to this company for stepping in and catching up.
Sure.
I think that if it was a civilian, I would go along with Janice on this and want to request that they make the security deposit. In this case, we are talking about, you know, a catering business. You know, they do this for a living. So in this case, I think we can would be safe in waiving the security deposit. This is my only opinion.
No, I think $150 doesn't really cover that much anyway, so if there's a huge issue, we have to.
Any other discussion? We have a motion on the table. There's nothing further. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Next on the agenda is new business number 9, capital improvement plan annual review. Ta-da.
I don't have anything to add beyond what's in my staff report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Overton.
No, I was just going to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I move that the Watertown Charter Township Board of Trustees receives and places on file Planning Commission's adopted amendments to the 2015 through 2018 Capital Improvements Plan dated April 1st, 2015.
Is there support?
Support.
Have you had a discussion?
It's been moved and supported. No other discussion?
This is not capital improvements plan, but just walking from the front door to the back door, our windows are about to rot away. You know, I can see brick and wood. I was just making a mention of that.
It's a tough winter.
I get it.
For many years.
Look at me.
Maybe we need to put more bulbs so we can see it. If there's nothing further, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Next is business number 10, the township manager's report, which you have in front of you in your packets, which you've all read very carefully before the meeting, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. I would encourage you to do that. It's makes it much easier for all of us to have an informed discussion on the topics. But
you like your one sentence that we got the $1.4 million grant?
You don't have to say a lot. It says volumes. Anyone have any comments or questions?
Just have a question.
Yes, Mr. Weisel.
If the training and the challenge still on the ongoing program?
Yes. Triton is it's going. I mean, they are they're ready. We will be developing we're putting the sewer in probably by the end of June. They are rehabbing and redoing the building right now as we speak. Their initial budget of investment in redoing that building was around $3 million. I think they're looking that they're up to about $5 million. So their investment has, you know, it's going to easily meet the requirements of the grant. They're already starting to hire people, which the grant allows them to do. They can hire them in their current facility because they're going to all be housed in the new facility. So they're already starting to take off the requirements they needed to meet the grant. Challenge is still on a delay. The CFO told me this is his favorite site. This is that they fully intend to develop at some point. And when you see number 11, that is who we got the site for a dollar to put the pump station. If they weren't intending to go there, they would have negotiated much harder than, I mean, they tried to get quite a bit of money for the property, but they got a dollar.
Yeah. They really took us for a ride, that dollar. All right, anything?
Let's spend it all in one place.
I point out, too, that Jennifer was elected chairman of the budget finance committee for SCUMA.
Vice chair. Please tell me it wasn't chair. Vice chair. Reluctantly. Reluctantly. I've been chair before.
The way you've got to do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I'm
by
sorry.
The way, one more thing.
Yes.
In that SCUMA, I guess everybody knows that the director is resigned.
He's retiring at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Then she can retire.
He asked for his contract not to be renewed up to the end of the year.
No, you don't have any problem with
this? Is Larry Fitzgerald still with him?
No. He retired 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Well, he would. He's my age.
I'm going to volunteer Jennifer's name to be on the
No.
We have a search committee, he said.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
That's
good. Still enough.
I just wanted to point out that the fact that we got that land for the pump station for a dollar is very much due to strong negotiation on the part of our township manager. She did a really fine job with that. They did not start from that position. That was not at all what they wanted to do.
Wow.
And she did a terrific job of negotiating that.
George pointed it out, but township was awarded a $1.4 million CDBG grant for sewer installation related to the Triton development. Is one of those classic understatement, you know, where you literary understatements for effect.
Speaking
but it's good. At what point?
Yeah.
Good job.
Well done.
Not even folder, underline.
No, it's an understatement.
Okay, if there's nothing further, we could accept it and place it on file. Somebody wants to make that?
I'll make that motion.
And support?
Yes.
Support.
It's moved and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, new business number 11 is the letter of intent that was pulled from consent. Mr. Weissel, did you speak to him?
Well, he, that's a classic I forget. Like, oh, I did that last month, so I forget. So I'm glad that George pulled that out. That was the negotiated terms. So if the board accepts the negotiated terms, then what you would want to do is make a motion to go forward with the scale and the sale according to the terms and schedule of closing.
I move that we accept the terms of the letter of intent for the sale of 1.3 acres.
0.13.
Oh, I thought I said that. Okay, 0.13. Dated March 10th, 2015, and proceed with the sale.
Is
support.
And there's support. Any discussion? Yes.
Item number 3, buyer's obligations after purchase. We're the buyer.
Right.
Okay, so item number 3. Shall cap any future REUP at 2,500. Is that per REU or
per REU?
Okay.
Yes,
so we really gave up a lot there.
Well, then I was like, okay, did we give up a whole lot or is this
isn't it like $150 or something?
Well, it's like, no, that's what it is now.
That's what I saw.
Right.
Well, we're taking a limit. We're promising them not to go over 3,500. My God, what do they want?
Well, they wanted a full waiver about their 140 REUs attuned to $140,000. But we're paying a dollar.
And then pay what exactly?
Yeah.
So we'll still collect all the REUs.
Yep.
Each REU is kept.
And then we just, that was a negotiating term that we offered, that we would hold it to today's dollars. The right thing to spend that for 10 years.
That's fair.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
And really, the reason that we're putting that run from the pump station in, that is because we don't want that. I mean, that pump station is going to be 35 feet deep. We want the run going in now when we don't for their stub. That was for the protection of the pump station, really. We didn't, because who knows when they're going to develop.
Well,
we don't want the stub coming in later and then digging that off. We want it in now, so everything's
ready. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like put a fence around it, you know, look up over there.
All right, if there's anything further, or is there anything further? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes. Next is new business number 12.
Policy and personnel.
Status of policy and personnel.
We have to establish a policy and personnel committee meeting either Friday, April 24, or Monday, April 27. The purpose of the meeting is board policy 1.34, employee grievance procedure. We have an intern who was dismissed by the planning director who has requested the policy and personnel committee hear his complaint in accordance with the board policy. This is step 3 in the process, having followed step 1, which was discussion with his immediate supervisor. And step 2, the personnel director. Now he's asking the policy and personnel committee to see both of you to be satisfied with both recommendations.
So he wants to establish a date?
You know, the policy dates.
You can certainly do that on lunch hour. I mean,
yeah. The employee is not satisfied with the answer on step 2. They have 7 days to present a written complaint to the policy and personnel committee. He filed his complaint on Friday. The policy and personnel committee will review the information gathered by the personnel director and give a final written answer within 10 calendar days.
Mm-hmm.
10 calendar days, not work days.
Okay.
No calendar days, so that pretty much
sets. We can do it Friday.
I'm Friday at lunch.
What's the date?
Friday, this is coming Friday.
This is just personnel treatment.
What did you say, Friday at 11 o'clock?
Well,
do we do 12?
Friday.
Yeah.
I'm flexible. 11, 12 doesn't matter to me.
I'm flexible. So this Friday.
Friday.
News?
24th.
Works for us. Does it work for you?
Oh, yeah.
Does it work for me?
It's not a meeting at any.
Noon.
Friday. Yeah.
Fine, okay.
All set?
Okay, we're making a motion then.
So let's plan on Friday noon, and then we can have whatever instructions and information we need for that grievance hearing.
Yeah, I'll see them.
Yeah.
I can write a letter.
Can you post that?
Yes.
The clerk's department will post it for you.
Friday, April 24th at noon, correct?
Yes.
Friday, April 24th at noon.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, we'll post.
I will notify the applicant that it's able to be heard at that time.
No, I will.
Oh, you will?
I'm going to be sure because you're going to be agreed from.
No, not me.
That's not true.
Yes, right, that's true.
Make a conference call, whatever you want. Okay. If there's nothing further, we can go to discussion and public comment. Anyone? Mr. Turka.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes,
you were on the agenda.
Thank you. This last discussion of item number 12 brings up an issue that I've talked about a few more times, and I think that the township seems to be growing, has a lot more diverse issues going on, has some employee situations, but the township lacks a human resource capacity in a professional sense, and I think that it's probably time for the trustees to consider some human resource director or something. But dealing with this as on a personnel committee from four trustees, to me, doesn't seem the appropriate place to deal with a human resource issue, especially on a grievance procedure and stuff like that. It takes, for me, I would say it takes a more elevated human resource professional to deal with those kinds of issues to keep the township clear of any problems. But it's just something to think about down the road. I think as we grow, we need more resources, specifically in human resource development and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
What I came to talk about today is I got here just too late for number six, and I wanted to ask some questions about that.
Certainly.
Item number six in the business.
Certainly.
Was there any discussion about where this computer tax base, some of the security measures for this, and where the tax base resides, and is it on a server, is it accessible remotely, is the sensitive information on the data tax rolls that if it were hacked, for instance, it could be a problem for the township? Was there any risk assessment done for moving towards a computerized tax base to be used to with this other BS, BFNS program or something like that there. Because when we talk about computerized bases, as you well know, you go into stores and stuff, there's a lot of cards, you get hacked and those kinds of things. What firewalls are in place to protect the sensitive information?
Janice, would you like to speak to that?
No, I'll do my best. I really can't address the computer IT. We do have a staff person that addresses that. I can tell you that in the application process, that is one of the questions asked. How safe is your network? Thank you. And so that will be part of the application for the state of Michigan. As far as could we be hacked, I wouldn't believe anybody who told me, no, we'll never get hacked, we never could be hacked, we're so good at what we do that we'll never be hacked, because I keep getting all these stupid letters from places that I don't think have any business getting hacked, and they're getting hacked, and I'm being advised to watch my Visa card. So,
is there the
short answer is, yes, we could get hacked, of course.
Is there sensitive information that's on the tax rolls that we couldn't otherwise find on the website for, like, taxation information on a particular property? Are there other things in there, like your Social Security number?
No. Everything about property taxes, everything about taxation is public information.
Right.
And it comes from the database that I create, and that's how it gets put onto the website. So it's coming from my department to the website. pushing that way.
We're going to share that information with the assessor's office, but a lot of what they have is already computerized on that stuff. So it's basically the same kinds of information that generate tax stuff that you do.
Yeah, I import his database, and then I use that to create my database. And then from there, everything is put onto the website.
That's right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
If I understood Janice correctly, we've been doing this for the last 3 years, but we had to reapply for the whole process, and you've got the application process looking like we were starting new, but we've been doing this for 3 years?
3 years.
And this came down from the state. So, and we asked about, you know, backup. They've got all the databases backed up and whatnot. So
where are those backed up?
I didn't ask that specific question.
I don't like to hear that backup stuff because that's the part where things go awry because sometimes you don't have control over those things. It's information that originates really from the county and or you create the things here.
I create
it. So it resides on your PC basically.
It does.
And you don't access it remotely from home.
I could. From home?
Yeah.
I could, certainly. As a rule, I don't. When I'm home, I don't like to work.
All right, but we have to take
I'm fundamentally funny that way.
You will answer those questions that go on the form that goes to the state.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you.
And, you know, what this is saving us is from printing that database and putting it on a shelf here and storing it, which is what used to happen. For people who still like paper, my understanding is Clinton County is required to print every database and store it indefinitely. So I kind of would hate to see their storage, and I'm sure all animals go haywire. Because you think about the taxing entities that they oversee, and it's all stored hard copy there. Mm-hmm. For us, I don't want to have to be forced to print a database that nobody's going to look at.
I'm satisfied with that. Of course we should go to tax for computer IDs.
Yeah.
I just wondered about the security
If prior to the computerization of the tax base, we printed it out in a big, big form, we set it on the shelf, that was available for anybody to come in and look at, right?
Yes.
Public information. So anything on this file is, by definition, public information.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Is there anything further?
I have something to say.
Sure.
Speaking of taxes,
yeah.
Taxes are due by the end of February, and then the ad valorem tax goes up to the county for further collection, and then they pay us for what was not collected. But the personal property tax stays here, and then I have the pleasure of collecting that. But sometimes that can go on for years. And I just wanted to share that we are wrapped up, 2014 wrapped up like that. You know, the county dispersed the funds, it imported, it's been dispersed to all the various special assessment districts, general funds, we're receiving blah, blah, blah. Personal property taxes paid, all that's been dispersed out to the taxing entities. It's just, yay, done. To bed. Good night.
One more.
I just want to the township manager. Do other townships have medical reimbursement programs with townships?
I assume so. I don't know what other. I mean, without going and researching it, I would assume that I know that they probably have some form of it. I don't know for sure.
Okay. And. Motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.